Welcome back. Today we're doing a proper drum and bass mixing masterclass, snare presence without harshness, specifically for DJ-friendly sets. Because here's the problem. In DNB, your snare is the translator between your groove and the dancefloor. It has to read through heavy subs, reese layers, bright hats, and all that mid-range chaos. But if you chase presence the lazy way, you end up boosting that 3 to 6K zone until the snare turns into an ice pick. It'll sound exciting for about 30 seconds, and then it becomes fatiguing, brittle, and honestly kind of amateur next to master tracks in a long DJ mix. So the mission today is simple: make the snare feel louder and more forward, without needing extreme peaks, and without the harsh top end that punishes people on club systems. We're staying stuck in Ableton, and we're building a snare bus workflow you can reuse on basically every roller, jungle tune, jump up thing, whatever you're making. Alright, step 0, set the context like a DJ would. Drop a reference track into your Ableton session on its own audio track. Pick something in your lane that you trust, something that translates in clubs. Turn warp on, set your project tempo to match, say 174 BPM. Now do something that instantly makes your decisions better. Put a utility on your master and pull the gain down by 6 dB. This is just temporary headroom. You're giving yourself space so you're not accidentally judging everything through pre-clipping and limiter stress. And to add a spectrum on the master. Not to mix with your eyes but to confirm trends. Like if your top end is getting spiky, or your low mids are stacking up. The goal is to mix your snare in the same loudness, expectation environment that DJ sets demand. Now step 1. Choose, or build, the right snare foundation. Presence without harshness starts at the source. A DNB snare usually has 4 main zones, the body around 180 to 250 HE, punch in the 700 HZ to 1.5 KHE area, crack in the 2 to 5K range, and air up around 7 to 12K. A quick, reliable recipe is one main snare sample for body and punch, and then one controlled layer, like a clap, a shot, or a noise layer, for crack and air. Put these in a drum rack so layering is easy. Then do the unsexy but crucial part. Align the transients. Zoom in. Make sure the start points hit together. If one layer is late by even a tiny amount, your combined transient can get hollow, and then you'll try to fix it by boosting highs, which is exactly how harshness happens. If you need micro nudges, use track delay in milliseconds. And here's a DNB-specific tip. If your snare is already bright and papery, don't stack another bright layer on top. Add a mid layer instead, something that lives in that 700 to 1.5K area. That zone reads as presence without turning into sandpaper. Step 2. Route to a snare bus. Create a group for your snare layers and name it snare bus. Put all snare layers inside. Keep the layers for tone, but do most of the processing on the bus. This is how pros get consistency. Your fills, ghost hits, and variations will feel like the same instrument, not random samples fighting each other. Step 3. Clean up with EQ8, but don't murder it. On the snare bus, at EQ8, start with a high-pass filter around 90 to 120 Hz. 24 dB per octave, that removes rumble that competes with kick and sub. If it's boxy, try a gentle cut around 250 to 450 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB, with a Q around 1.2. If it's honky, a small dip around 800 to 1.2K, maybe 1 to 2 dB, Q around 1.5. And notice what we're not doing yet. We're not doing a big harshness cut at 3 to 5K immediately, because if you remove that too early, you'll make the snare dull, and then you'll overcompensate later with bright boosts or aggressive distortion. Instead, we're going to build controlled presence first, then catch the spikes dynamically. One quick habit: toggle EQ on and off at matched loudness. If the snare suddenly gets small and weak, you cut too much. The goal is cleanup, not surgery. Now step 4, make it feel louder without harshness, using transient plus saturation. Presence isn't just EQ, it's shape and density. First, add drum bus after EQ8. For rolling DNB, try drive somewhere around 3 to 8. Use transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20, depending on the snare. Keep boom off or extremely subtle, because boom can mess with your low-end relationship in DNB fast. And use damp around 10 to 30% to soften a too sharp top edge. Level match the output. Always, if you don't level match, you'll think you improved it when you just made it louder. Teacher note here, drum bus and saturator are basically loudness multipliers. If you're slamming them so hard that you're pulling back like 6 or 8 dB after, you're often not hearing better tone, you're hearing overdensity and clipping artifacts. That's where harshness likes to live. After drum bus, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down to match. The key idea is saturation creates harmonics that read as presence on small speakers and in busy mixes without you needing to boost harsh upper mids. Now step 5, parallel crack channel. This is the secret weapon for loud yet smooth snares. Create a return track or build a parallel chain inside the group with an audio effect rack. Call it snare crack par. On that crack parallel, start with EQ8. High pass at 1.5 to 2K so you're not duplicating the body. You're isolating the crack. If you need a touch of air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 10K, like 1 to 3 dB. Keep it gentle. Then add overdrive. Yes, overdrive is nasty in the best way for snare crack. Set the frequency around 2.5 to 4.5K. Drive maybe 10 to 25%. Tone around 40 to 60%. Dynamics around 20 to 40. Then a compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep the initial transient. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction to stabilize that crack. Optional utility. Keep it mostly mono. Width 0 to 30%. In DNB, a snare that's wide in the highs can feel exciting in headphones but disappear or smear in a club. We want mono-compatible punch. Now send your snare bus to that parallel at something like minus 20 to minus 10 dB. Then bring it up until you feel the snare step forward. You're not trying to hear a second snare. You're just injecting controlled bite. This is important. This approach lets you add aggression without carving a permanent harsh EQ shape into your main snare. Now step 6, dynamic harshness control. This is your DJ set safety net. Harshness is often not constant. It spikes on certain hits, especially if you're layering breaks, bright rides, or noisy tops. So you don't want to kill the excitement. You want to catch the nasty moments. Option A is multi-band dynamics, stock and effective. Put it near the end of your snare bus chain. Focus on the high band, roughly 3K to 20K. Use gentle compression. Ratio about 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120. Set threshold so it only grabs the worst hits, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's it. This is not a flatten the snare move. It's a don't hurt me move. Option B is a more surgical de-esser trick using sidechain. Create a new audio track called SNR de-esco EY. Set it to receive audio from snare bus. Put EQ8 on this key track and band pass around 3.5 to 6K. Where that harsh KSSH lives. Then on the snare bus, and a compressor, enable sidechain, choose as an RDS key, ratio 2 to 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 40 to 90, adjust threshold so it only tames harsh transients. This is one of those why didn't I do this earlier techniques, because you keep presence, but remove pain. Quick extra coach tip, you can identify harshness versus useful crack in about 10 seconds, solo the snare and sweep a narrow EQ bell. Q around 6 to 10. Boost about 6 dB briefly. Around 3 to 4.5K is often bite and edge, useful but can get nasal. 4.5 to 6.5K is often sand and pain, the fatigue zone. 7 to 10K is sheen and air, but can hiss if pushed. This little scan tells you whether you need dynamic control for spikes, or whether the sample is just tonally harsh all the time. Step 7. Glue with the rest of the drums, without burying the snare. On your drum bus, with kick, snare, hats, perk, add glue compressor gently. Ratio 2 to 1. Release on auto and choose attack 10 milliseconds if you want to keep punch. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If your snare gets pushed back, don't panic, boost highs. First reduce the gain reduction or increase the attack time. And big reality check. Often the snare isn't the problem. The hats and rides are eating the same space. Before you fix the snare, try a tiny move on the cymbal bus, a high shelf dip of 1 to 2 dB at 8 to 12K, or a little multiband high band compression grabbing 1 to 2 dB. A lot of the time the snare suddenly feels more present without you touching it. Step 8. Arrangement moves for DJ-friendly impact. Mixing is only half the story. Arrangement makes your snare feel louder. Try this. In the bar before the drop, remove a hat or ride layer. Just one bar. When the drop hits, the snare feels bigger because you gave it top-end budget. Another trick, automate your snare parallel send up by 1 to 2 dB for the first 8 bars of the drop, then settle it back. That gives the DJ-friendly first drop impact without making the whole track harsh for 3 minutes. For snare rolls and fills, low-pass the roll with auto-filter so it doesn't add a wall of 6K energy. You want tension, not dental work. You can also automate saturator drive plus 1 dB for the first 4 bars of the drop, or slightly lower your multiband high threshold in denser sections. Tiny moves, big results. Step 9. Mix checks that matter for DNB. First, mono check. Put utility on the master, set width to 0%. The snare should still smack. If it collapses, you might have layer phase issues or too much stereo trickery in the top. And here's a deeper point. Mono isn't just width, it's transient alignment. Micro timing differences between layers can reduce punch when summed. If you suspect that, resample or freeze and flatten your snare bus. Then use utility phase flip on individual layers, left or right, to find the layer causing cancellation. If muting one layer suddenly makes the transient jump forward, that layer is fighting you. Second, quiet check. Monitor very low volume. If the snare disappears, don't add more 10K shelf. Usually you need mid presence, around 700 to 1.5K, or you need to blend in your parallel presence layers better. Third, DJ style headroom. Keep your snare peaks controlled so the master limiter doesn't splatter them. A limiter splattering a snare often sounds like harshness, even if your EQ is fine. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't overboost 4 to 6K for presence. Instant fatigue. Don't drown the snare in short bright reverb. That becomes a harsh wash in clubs and smears the groove. Don't ignore hats and rides. They're often the real reason the snare feels painful or buried. Don't overcompress your snare bus. If you kill the transient, you'll chase brightness to compensate. And don't overlook phase issues between layers. Misalignment makes the snare thin. Then you start piling on harsh EQ and distortion trying to save it. Quick pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Get presence from mids, not treble. Push your saturate around 900 Hz to 1.6K to cut through dark recesses. Clip instead of crush. Saturator on analog clip with soft clip can give you DJ-friendly density smoother than a fast compressor. Even better, two mild clip stages rather than one extreme one. It tends to sound less gritty and less harsh. Control cymbal splash. If the rides are sizzling constantly, your snare will never feel comfortably loud. And if you want depth, use a short, dark room reverb. In hybrid reverb, short decay, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high pass the reverb above 300 Hz, low pass it around 6 to 9K. This audio version is shortened for playback.